You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The dictionary defines extra as extravagant, excessive. Yeah, sounds about right. This is the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Oh, are you in for a treat today? Hey, it's Ace. Something special happening. We're off this week. We're on vacation. A little spring break for the boys and girls of the Ace and TJ Show. But here's what's happening. We have something called Ace TJ Prime Plus, and every day there are some extra stuff that's included there. Among the various things, there's something called Ace and TJ Extra, Extra Funny. It is a bonus piece of the show every day that is put just there for people who subscribe. So today, this week, for Extra Funny, we are giving you some examples, some of our favorite stuff from the Ace and TJ Extra, Extra Funny. And of course, if you'd like to get that every day, among lots of other stuff like TJ's political podcast, the old stuff, you can hear the show and watch the show commercial free on Ace and TJ Prime Plus. And that's how you also get the Extra, Extra Funny podcast. You can check that out at acetj.com/prime is where you find all that stuff, or on the Ace and TJ family app. But enjoy it. This is a little sneak preview of the stuff you get on Ace and TJ Extra, Extra Funny as part of today's Ace and TJ Extra Funny podcast.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
All right, we have an update. We got to check in on, and I think these are going to be regular updates for America, not just for us. So, you know, basically just checking in on that lunatic who spent $14,000 on a collie costume so he could live the life of a dog.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Doing that. So he's still out doing the shenanigans, and again, this could all be just a sketch or some kind of a trick online or whatever. He's not actually trying to live the life of a dog, but let's just go with it and say that he is. We always have to do that. He's got some poor woman that pulls him around in a wagon down the street. God. So you got to figure this is a grown man. Which is redundant.
Yeah.
You don't notice that? I'm a grown man. Yeah, you're right. You're a man. Means you're grown. If you weren't grown, you'd be a boy. So, yeah, and he's not a big fella. Obviously, he's a mousy boy.
He's petite.
As the medical term for it. Right. Mousy boy. But still, I mean, he weighs over, you know, say probably 120 pounds or so, and she's pulling him in this wagon while his dumb ass sits up in the middle of it.
What is she?
Like a dog.
Yeah, what is she doing?
Collie costume. I know, she's got to be insane, too. But the latest update is that he's trying to, in his quest to live like a dog, he's trying to build up his agility. And so he has a trainer that's teaching him how to do things like, this video shows him jumping over a pole, like running up and then jumping over like dogs do.
Yeah.
Let's see how well he does with that. Here he is. Watch this.
It is.
All right, now he's going to jump.
He's on all fours.
Yep. Boop. Okay, you can't do it. You know why? Because you're not a damn dog.
Because the human body is not made to do that.
So the trainer holds up a broomstick in front of him, and he's going to jump from all fours over the thing like a dog, which if I try to do that right now, I'd probably, you know, end up in some sort of a convulsion.
You throw your back.
Yeah.
In traction.
Because you're on your knees.
I'd be like, locked up.
It's hard to jump off your knees.
Or does he have it where he's his back legs are, it's not his knees, it's his feet, but he's crouched down like that. Either way, it would be hard to do.
It's not the way the human body is intended to move.
But, I mean, if this is a real situation and somebody hasn't put him in the hospital, then nobody in life cares about him, which could be why he's in the situation he's in.
Yeah, because nobody cared about him.
Nobody gives even 1/8 of a shit about him. They don't give a rabbit's turd about him.
Yeah.
What, Riggins? You think you could do that? You think you could jump on all fours?
No. I'm just wondering how much money he's making off this.
Yeah. That's another thing. It could be all of that. But
it's a freak show. You got to be a freak show if you want to be successful on the internet. And he is a freak show.
Rob, what was the name of that movie where that guy would change in all of those different personalities and stuff? That it was a series, and this was like, is it like one of those M. Night Shyamalan movies or something like that?
Hold on, I'll look it up.
It was called Split.
Yes, that's
okay. Yeah. Well, now that dude could run around like a tiger and jump and do all kinds of stuff. I saw him climb. Didn't he climb the whole outside of a building?
Oh, yeah, he did.
So he could do it. It's just that part of the method.
Crawling along ceilings.
It's a badass.
Huh. It's old James McAvoy.
Mm-hmm. He's got those special animal powers where he can do that sort of thing. But I might try that. Just, I don't know, if I got down and just tried to walk from here to Rob's room
on what?
Like a dog, I'd probably need help getting up.
Yeah.
To so walk on a dog, though, you'd walk on your, you'd have to have your knees down, but walk on your hands and your toes?
Yes.
But your knees have to almost be on the ground.
Yeah, kind of like a bear crawl, but with your butt down.
Yeah. That's hard.
Yeah. So that's why he's got this crazy woman pulling him in a wagon.
Is he wearing knee pads at least?
I think he would have to be, yeah.
God, that just makes my knees hurt thinking about it.
I will say this much, though. I'd forgotten about this part of it. That is a damn lifelike costume that he's got.
Yeah, it looks real.
I'll give credit. That's a solid costume. If you 14 just glance,
grand.
You wouldn't even know if you just glanced. You would not. If he were, this sounds stupid to even say, but if he were in that costume and he would lay it on the front porch when you walked into somebody's house, you wouldn't know that that's not a real dog.
Well, he does that kind of crap. He'll go and play at the dog park. People walk up, they don't even know that it's a dog, that it's a human in
this
there.
Man needs help, y'all.
Yeah. Or is he just a showman?
Yeah.
That's all he is. He's just a showman, guys.
And he's in Japan, right? Is he Japanese?
Yeah, I think Japanese.
Okay, so I said showman, not shogun. So don't be getting all
right,
you know, writing letters and stuff.
It's way different.
They say that's a great show, though, Shogun.
Not good as a gun show.
Very true.
Who's on first? But here, what I want to know. Riggins, you're a dog person. If you saw this dude, would you want to pet him? He's a beautiful collie.
There's a morbid curiosity. You want to talk to him, or at least, maybe touch the fur. Unless he's like, there's nothing sexual about it, right?
Well,
I don't know what he's doing in that costume. I don't know if he's
for 14 grand, it better be, satisfying him sexually.
I'd be worried that there's something on the hair.
Yeah, but if you just saw him, would you know that it wasn't a real dog right away?
I don't know. You might have to get close. I mean, it's very lifelike.
But if you got close enough to it and you said, that's that guy in that collie outfit, would you want to pet him?
I don't know. I'd probably be hesitant.
I'm not touching that lunatic to save my life.
So that's what I'm wondering if women, because you know how women are. Oh, the puppy. If when he's out in public, if they do that, they want to go pet him.
I'm not. Not only am I not touching him, I'm not allowing. And that's not something I ever would say. But if I were out with my wife, she was, I wouldn't want to have it. Do not touch that man.
We're done if you touch that.
Do not touch him. That's weird, and it's do not feed anything into his psychosis.
I wonder if he's got a chip.
You know what? That's a legit question.
You know, because I would think it would be funny if he's out at the dog park, because does he have to have somebody with him all the time acting as his master or whatnot? Because if he just decides, I'm going to go hang out at the dog park, and he doesn't have an owner there with him or anything, the dog catchers could come get him and say, hey, this is an unattended dog.
Wouldn't people wonder who's the weird dog over there that's out here by itself.
They took that stupid bastard to the shelter. See if he's chipped.
Phenomenal.
But if you didn't know, like, say you're older.
Yeah. I think
and it's you approached him.
Yeah.
And you started trying to, like, steal him or something. And he started yelling at you. You'd freak out. You'd give somebody a heart attack.
You'd lose it.
Shit, I'd be like, I done struck gold. I got a talking dog. I'd be
warm the car. We're about to be in the movies.
Like those old vaudeville shows. Yeah. I'd be like, I got the best act ever. I'm going to make a fortune. See? Oh, we're going to make a fortune.
We're going on the road with the fair. Come see the talking dog.
Now, wonder what the cleaning process and all is of this costume. You can't just machine wash that.
You have it dry 14 grand. You've probably got to take it and have it dry cleaned.
Yeah, I bet the inside of it's disgusting.
Yeah.
With all of his cements.
It's very similar to a mascot outfit.
Yeah.
Stinking inside.
If you had orgasms inside a mascot outfit.
Yeah. Lug nuts not jerking off at his costume.
Yeah, this... What's that Philadelphia mascot called?
The Philly Fanatic?
Yeah, you don't see anything nasty about that. Sir Purr is doing the right thing.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ. If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, NEOGENIX.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.